Good morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show. I'm your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. And today is Saturday, August 27th, 2022. It is about, it's actually Friday, August 26th for me. It's still 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 8 p.m. Pacific Time and about 5 p.m. in Hawaii, both on Friday the 26th, all right? But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local gamblers help group, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. And the winning for college football begins today. Remember, no action yesterday, just because it was kind of on a break. Getting smacked in baseball for a week. You know, if I was one of those package people, you know, I'd owe you, you know, the next 3 months for free because I didn't do some shows and whatnot. You know, that's why I told you this is free content. You know, you owe me nothing. You know what I'm saying? You owe me nothing if you win. It doesn't cost you to listen. Just have a good time. And, you know, maybe you'll, you know, get to the bag. All right. But I digress. Guys, I got six games for you today. Six of them. All right. Five are college football. One is baseball. We're going to get that one out the way. We're West Coasting. We're in the Bay. Oakland. Oakland A's hosting the Yankees. And the last time I checked, the Yankees starter wasn't even up, but it didn't matter because we're looking at Adam Oller of Oakland, the starting pitcher. He's 2-6. With a 6.41 ERA, 1.69 whip, 7.71 ERA at home. He can't pitch at home. And we're going to take Yankees slugger Aaron Judge for over 1.5 total bases. Now, the odds aren't up, but, he'll be out there. Be about minus 130. Or more, but, you know, if it's more than 150, add a couple bucks on it. Because he's probably gonna rock this guy on the first at bat. Probably go yard on him. You know, but at some point, you know, the Yankees just been wearing out Oakland. And that's going to continue. All right. Now, let's talk about some college football. Because this is week zero. All right. College football is back. It'll be back in earnest next week. Next weekend, but this is week zero, and we got five of them, all right? First one starts 4 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern, on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show on YouTube, all right? But, 4 p.m. Eastern, we've got UConn at Utah State. Now, UConn has never fielded two consecutive solid football teams. And last year they were terrible, 2-something. This year it probably won't be much better, but it definitely won't be today, okay? Utah State, on the other hand, they, you know, well-liked by their coach, you know, offensive guy, you know, likes to attack, you know, put up points. They were what? 6-7 last year, I thought. You know, they returned their quarterback, Logan Bonner. He threw over 3,600 yards and 36 touchdowns. Okay, they also got a receiver. Couple receivers. Strong and the running back, Calvin Tyler. All right, they got some edge rushers. Patrick Joyner and Byron Vaughn. I mean, that's a solid squad. UConn is coming in with a new coach, Jim Mora. You know, he's been in the NFL. He's coached in college a little bit. He's all right, but you got to change the culture first before you can change anything there. And the culture over there is so dismal, you've got to set it. And you're not going to set it in one game. So I got Utah State minus 27.5. It dropped by a point, minus 26.5. So whatever the line is on whatever, you know, book you use, go by that. Utah State's going to cover whatever line, all right? Just don't go over to 27.5 because, you know, 28, boom, that's perfect, all right? Second game. This is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Real quick with this one. Florida A&M at North Carolina. You know, HBCU going against an ACC team. You know, Florida or North Carolina is, they got to replace their quarterback. Sammy Howell's gone. However, I mean, they're going to run through this team. This isn't Deion's team. You know, this is Florida A&M. It ain't Deion's team that's actually decent. But, I mean, Florida A&M ain't bad. They just, they ain't going to have much to be able to handle with this team. And so that's why we're going to take the over. I mean, look, it came out. The opening line was North Carolina minus 34.5. And within 24 hours, it became North Carolina minus 42.5. So we're going to take the over on points, over 56.5. All right? I think North Carolina might drop 63 themselves. No, 9 touchdowns. All right? Next in college football, we got 9 p.m. starts here, these two games. UTEP hosting North Texas. Green Mean at the Miners. All right, excuse me, the Mean Green, they were, 6-6 last year? All right, they got some, they got a receiver coming back, Roderick Burns, he's pretty solid, and Damon Ward, he's a solid defender for them, and then they've got, that's North Texas, going to UTEP. Texas El Paso, they were 7-6 last year, all right? Their quarterback, Garvin Hardison, solid, 3,200 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, but he had like 17 or 18 picks as well. But with a year of experience, that should be better. That should be tremendously better, all right? So, and neither of these teams have NFL caliber players on defense. So, I'm thinking we're going to take the over on this game, 55.5, all right? UTEP and North Texas, over 55.5, all right? And then two more in college football. We've got, New Mexico State at Nevada. All right. New Mexico State, you know, they're slightly better than Rutgers in football. I mean, let's be honest. If you're a football player, got anybody is recruiting you, anybody worth of note is recruiting you, you're going to New Mexico. What are you going to do out there? I mean, I guess, you know, if you're one of those kids who are disciplined, you can go in there and just, you know, and focus on your 4 or 5 years and get on up out of there with a nice degree and maybe a cup of coffee in the NFL, but oh well. But yeah, they don't score much. They didn't score much last year. They were 22.6 games points per game, but they gave up 40.4. All right. And Nevada, on the other hand, they were 8-4. But that was with Carson Strong. He's in the NFL now. They gave up, or they scored 35.7, gave up 26 and a half. All right. I just think that, I mean, obviously Nevada's going to win. I mean, but it came out at like 11 and a half. Now it's down to 8.5, the spread for Nevada. But so that's why I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over of 50 and a half. All right. Over 50 and a half. And then the last one, Hawaii hosting Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, SEC team going out the mainland out there, Hawaii. They've got, Vanderbilt was 2-10 last year. You know, Vanderbilt, you know, they hold true to their academics, all right? 2-10. They only scored 15 and about 15.8 points per game last year, but gave up 35. They're coming back with quarterback. I forgot his name. Damn, but I got his stats here. I just forgot his name. Oh, Mike Wright. There he is. Quarterback Mike Wright. He had 175 attempts last year, completed 53% of those. And he had 8 touchdowns and 6 picks, you know, but, you know, again, more experience, you know, that should change. Okay. And he's an athlete. So, you know, he can, you know, get the ball downfield for you, you know, one way or the other. And they're going against Hawaii, who was 6-7 last year, scored 28 points a game, gave up 31.4 points a game, all right? They got a very strong offensive line and experience. One of those linemen has 47 college starts. That's, like, incredible. 47 college starts, all right? Very simple. Whenever Hawaii's playing at home, especially against a non-conference foe, you take the over. 54 and a half, Hawaii and Vanderbilt, over 54 and a half. That line's went up and down a couple times. All right, the total on that. That's why we're going to, it started at 54 and a half, and we're going to take that, all right? So let's recap. Major League Baseball. Oakland hosting the Yankees. We're taking the Yankees, Aaron Judge, over 1.5 total bases, all right? College football, okay? 4 p.m., we've got UConn at Utah State. We're taking Utah State, minus 27.5, okay? 8 p.m., Florida A&M at North Carolina. We're taking the over of 56.5, okay? 9 p.m., New Mexico State at Nevada, we're taking the over of 50.5, okay? Also at 9 p.m., North Texas at UTEP, we're taking that to go over 55.5, okay? And lastly, Vanderbilt at Hawaii, we're taking the over of 54.5, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay, you know, the Saturday, Sunday videos start today, tomorrow, this weekend. With college football starting on the 27th, so on Saturday. So, yeah, those will be back, all right? But don't forget my backup page where we pay homage to former HBO boxing commentator Larry Merchant with the name at Betting Public, BETTINGPUBLIC. It's just a backup page just in case something happens, all right? Not a lot of recent content on there anyway. But also, don't forget my email address, famerothstein@yahoo.com, famerothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, okay? But most importantly, share the content you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, all right? Content usually goes up there Saturdays and Sundays, just like the Instagram videos, you know, especially during the football weekends. And yes, there will be a video about 8:15, 8:30 this morning, a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I told you, all times Eastern on here. But yeah, there should be a video up by then, okay? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. Let's have a kick-ass start to football betting, college in particular, all right? And start the weekend off right. And we'll start the football year off right. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Stay safe. Peace.